like you, actually. He said, you know, he was quite a wild child, but his dog was like always there for him, and he'd take him on every shoot.
Yeah, I know.
And he'd photograph Kate Moss. All these people would, you know, whatever shoot he was doing, the final shot, he'd always say, "Can I just put
with
the
my dog?"
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, do you know, when I actually got him, I thought, I didn't know he was going to be quite such a wild and boisterous dog. I thought, he's going to be part of the package. Whatever I do, if I'm doing a TV thing, if I'm doing a radio thing like tonight, whatever it is, they're going to have to lump it. He's coming with me. He's part of the package. But obviously, as they grow up, you realise he's just a dog. Not everyone loves dogs. You can't take him everywhere. And,
I know.
Well,
we have to. And can I just say, I mean, we used to have dogs in here, but they're now banned. But we always
banned by you or banned
by the BBC. Yeah. We used to have, you know, in the old days when we started this lot, you could have all brought your dogs in. But now, so that's another example of where they're not, you know, there is discrimination against dogs more and more. Unfortunately.
And it is an irony in this country because we are supposed to be dog lovers. Yeah, but when you compare, you know, us to Paris and France, just across the pond, it's so much more dog friendly over there. You know,
exactly.
Although they don't know how to pick up after them, do they, in Paris?
No, that's
right. You walk down the street in Paris.
Apparently they're employing some sat-nav devices now. That was in the news last week. They're doing a pilot scheme in Toulouse using sat-nav devices to locate poo-poo on a computer, and then they send out these pooper scoopers.
Can you say that in a French accent?
Oh, yes.
Poo-poo.
And they send out the pooper scooper on a scooter to go and pick it up and then dispose of it.
Well, it's jobs, isn't it?
Yeah. And then hopefully it's going to move to Paris if it's a success. Mm.
But then can you imagine the taxpayer saying we're paying for people to pick up their dogs? You know what? Anti-dog people can be quite sort of...
No, but maybe they don't have them in France, anti-dog people.
No, maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't know, you know.
Camilla, can I just ask about... I'm going to show Joe the wolf whistle now, and Anna's seen it before. This is... Because I said I very seldom wear jewellery because I'm so small, so it has to be really special for me to wear jewellery. Look how beautiful this is, Joe.
Oh, it is absolutely gorgeous. I mean, even I'd wear that, and it's quite feminine.
Yes. Yeah. No, but would you?
Because
the whistle bit at the bottom, obviously, I mean, the rope it's hanging on is kind of very feminine, but the whistle itself looks really... It's rock and roll, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's rock and roll. It's absolutely... Look at Mel's even nodding. Mel's about to get another dog. You'd wear that, Mel, wouldn't you? Yeah. It's like a half moon, isn't it? Describe first of all how you managed to design this and why you designed it.
Well, basically it was based on, I used to have a plastic shepherd's mouth whistle, which is, you know, big, fat plastic and quite uncomfortable, but it makes amazing noises and you can even whistle a tune on it. But as a jeweler, I didn't really like doing the school run coming with a big red whistle. So I thought, okay, I'll go home, try out a couple of things, figure out exactly how the aerodynamics work and how the airflow has to function. And then I thought, oh, I'll put a design on. And then there it was. And I made it for myself, wore it out to Richmond Park, and everyone went, "What's that?" And I went, "Oh, it's my jewelry, but actually it's a whistle. Look, you can wolf whistle on it." I went, "Woo, whoop." And it snowballed from there, really. So here we go.
If anyone at home, you've got to actually, if you're listening online at the moment, what's your website so they can have a look at?
It is www.wolfwhistlejewelry.com.
Right, www.wolfwhistlejewelry.com. Have a look, because it's not like a policeman's whistle. It is so beautiful because it is like semi-lunar. It is like half a moon. I know I'm not going to be able to do this. You know when you go see a show and I think it's so sexy for girls to wolf.
I've never been able to do that.
I've never been able to. So just, I'm now putting it in my mouth. So does my tongue go over the top or...
No. So your tongue rests against the back of it,
right,
and your lips form a tight line, like that, with the half moon. And then you have to practice. I would recommend. That's very good,
that's
actually.
Good. That sound. That's great.
Do you have a go on yours, Gumilla, so people can hear it?
It took me about 20 minutes and a glass of wine. And I just want to point out, my daughter can do it, and she's only 8, so it's not like learning an instrument.
That's much better.
See, it's just like a wolf whistle.
Yeah.
And the chain that you've... this one is just beautiful because you've got... what are those stones that are on it?
They are Labradorites, which pronouncing with a proper
this
German
is
accent.
Just... all I can say is, and I'm not... I know I sound like I'm now on QVC, right? But if you want a Christmas present for somebody with a dog that is pure and utter class, this is it. Or even without a dog, actually. If you can sit in a... See a bag... Or if you go and see a play or something, you just want to be able to wolf whistle.
No, it's fantastic. Or you could whistle this for your children. I mean, it's a wonderful way of getting attention, whether it's a dog or
your husband.
Husband, absolutely.
It is whistle for your husband. It is fantastic, isn't it?
Basically, just you look at it and think Kate Moss. Well, I do.
You do. Yeah, think Kate
it
Moss.
Is style.
Absolutely. Mm. So, right, these are on the website. And the website, again, is...
It's www.wolfwhistlejewelry.com.
So have a look and then email me and tell me what you think. Right, can I ask, we've now got another guest on the phone. Can I ask everyone to put their headphones on, please? We're going to now speak to an author who has written a book that Anna's got in front of her.
I have.
Called?
The Puppy That Came for Christmas and Stayed Forever.
And it's been written by Megan Ricks. It's in all the stores now. And I'm really pleased to say Megan is on the line. Hello, Megan.
Hello.
Welcome to Barking at the Moon.
Thank you very much. I just got to hear about the amazing French poop scoop thing, which I think I saw one time when we were over there. Horrible.
Oh really?
Yes, a very sucky sort of machine. And you think, blah. And I'm definitely going to get one of those special wolf.
Lovely. You will love them.
You must log on and have a look at these because it is absolutely, truly beautiful. Any dog owner, because it's engraved and everything, and they're as jewellery, they stand alone, let alone as a wolf whistle. They're beautiful.
Yeah.
So now, the storyline to your book, Megan, this is autobiographical, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, yeah. It's about one special year in our lives when we ended up fostering three puppies for helper dogs, and the last one we got to keep whilst we were trying to have a baby of our own. But now we've settled for what you call a fur kid.
Very sensible.
Yeah, I know, and so lovely. Apart from, because we're usually early risers and sleepers, I was trying to have a nap, and our dog, Traffy, just lay on the bed panting all the time. No chance of a sleep this afternoon.
Oh. it's interesting that the expression fur kid, because that's how Anna and I actually met.
It is, actually.
Through being filmed at the BBC for an item on fur kids, that we've never had children and that our dogs are our children. But we've, unlike you, we never really wanted children.
No, that's right.
But, very sensible. Now,
yes,
I probably realised.
But that you had originally intended on having children, hadn't you?
Yeah. Well, when we got married, first of all, we were like, "Oh no, we won't worry about having children." And then, kind of, it sort of seemed like we were so happy together that it would be nice to have a child. And because I write children's books as well as the autobiography, I'm quite involved with children all the time. So that, I guess that made it a bit more imperative. But it didn't work out. And now, yes, fur kid's great. And maybe there'll be another fur kid at some point.
Well, we were just talking about this. Gumilla, who's in here, who is a jeweller and who's designed the wolf whistle, she was saying that having a second dog often peps the original dog up and keeps them young. And I'm going to be asking Joe Mott in a moment whether he'd consider having another one, because I've already started I've started looking for another dog. My dog's only three, but it's a bulldog and they don't live long lives.
Yeah.
But, and I keep thinking a second dog usually gives a lease of life. Would you say, Camilla, did that happen to you?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, Merlin wasn't very well and the vet didn't really have much hope for him. So we thought, oh, we get another one. We get the faster model. We get the lurcher.
Mm-hmm.
And now, ever since, Merlin is now the man of the house and he's quite well and fat.
Would you, Joe, consider getting another one?
Oh, I'd love to have another dog. I mean, as you know, I do some volunteering down at the Mayhew, my local rescue centre.
Yes.
And we have so many dogs coming in all the time. There's nothing wrong with them. They're wonderful dogs, mainly Staffies. I've got to plug Staffies as well. But if the right small female Staffie came in, I'd absolutely love to adopt her.
Would
and
you?
Have her as a friend for Brand. I mean, Brand, dogs need dogs to play with. You know, however much love and affection you give them, however many walks you give them.
Yeah.
they need one of their own kind to have a run around with, and my dog isn't that sociable, so he doesn't get that much of it. If we could find him a little friend, it'd be absolutely perfect.
Gosh, it would be great. So, Megan, what breed is your dog?
My dog's a golden retriever, and we're really lucky because we're out in the country, and it's just 50 yards to the river, where it's like dog playground.
Oh, wow.
So every morning you sort of wake up and there's a dog sort of, come on, have my walk. And fortunately, it's so near and convenient. And it's quite good for me because I'm usually working by myself at home during the day. And so it's sort of like a nice morning gossip for the people and a good old play around for the dogs. Although, of course, my dog, loving the water, usually comes home completely soaked and she's not very keen on the hairdryer.